Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I know I missed you guys. It's been so long. A lot of pairing. But tonight I want to talk some real shit. definitely give some thanks to X Squad DJs, Philadelphia, Toxic Electrica. Shout out to Snack Fest. Shout out to the whole entire Philly. I'll say it again. My family. We've been having a whole bunch of fun lately. The vacation is over. Like, it's time to have some fun and show off with my DJs. Show off with my teams. Shout out to Moneyline Entertainment. Everybody in the building. I wasn't able to talk to people just yet about the show because, oh my goodness. You know, I guess Blog Talk's like, look, bitch. Walk back, but I'm going to give you some issues right away. But I got it up and running. Don't really have any music on here, but tonight's not really about the music as of yet. It's definitely about everything that's coming up for this week. For those who do not follow me on your social sites, Honest Fire. That's Fire, P-H-I-R-A. And, of course, if you follow me on Instagram, the link in my bio is for the X-Squad DJ's newsletter, which is a very, very, very simple page to subscribe to, just entering your name and your email address and your contact, all that fancy stuff, and you'll be subscribed. They'll come right to email. Quick updates about what's going on with the team, what's up with the X-Squad DJs, the models, you know, just telling you what's going on with everybody. Shout out to DJ Will Money. Definitely shout out to Kermit. Shout out to Kelsey Nicole. Called Chelsea. Kelsey is such a cute name. I love her. And she's so cute in person. Got a chance to meet her, which was good. But, like I was saying, the link is in my bio on my Instagram. If you check that out, you'll also see that I have a new position with Logan Entertainment Agency. Big ups to them. You know what I'm saying? L-E-A. Call it Leah. I don't know. Something I just made up. Anyway, definitely hit me up, promoters, any club owners, concert throwers, event planners. You do a lot of booking. Well, we want to do bookings with you. So, you know, I want to continue it. The business, the company's been in business for 16 years. I'm happy to be on board to help it become more successful. Not even to mention that, I said a little shout out in the bio on Philly Shine Radio, if you guys check it out, to my lovely co-host, those patient, beautiful babes. I didn't even tell them about the show tonight. Oh, man, it's how busy I've been. Like, it's been crazy. But things are definitely on track. So now you got to cut certain things out to make time for everything else. No, you always have to cut things out to make more time. Especially if it's something that you love to do. Like, to everybody. Like I was going to say, Diva Status, Best, oh my goodness, just amazing. Can't wait till we get the show rolling and started. Shout out to all the DJs in the building and who've been patiently waiting. We at 10, which I wanted to do, but I'm like, I'm used to 11. We're going to curse. Not tonight so much because, like I said, with this crazy busy day, wasn't able to get anything done. Plus, somebody pissed me off, but focuses on that. Not me. But let's definitely get a chance to go back over the hiatus. Like, for right now, I do want to take Philly Shine Radio to the next level as far as being a 24/7 station, dealing with different co-hosts, dealing with, you know what I mean, more sponsors, keeping affiliations up, you know what I mean? I appreciate everybody who's tuned into the show over the years and who's been able to have some fun. I've exhausted some options, you know, speaking of the hiatus, you know, and with respect to everybody who does, you know what I mean, broadcasting, in all aspects, internet, FM, satellite. One thing for certain is more important than anything else is the connection. And ain't shit like a Blog Talk connection, so fuck y'all shows, because y'all ain't got nobody listening to you anyway. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight as everybody joins us. I want to have fun, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to tell everybody, like, it is important to be positive, and it's definitely important to tell the truth, and that's all I'm into, real shit. Let's go in, you know what I mean? Get everybody calling, get everybody listening. I will repeat my statement, because for me, a part of the hiatus has been reevaluating, a relaunch into what I love most, and that's just entertaining people, enjoying new music, putting on myself and others. And when I say others, my love for music, my love for meeting new people, my love for hip hop, my love for music in any genre, seriously, because I do, you know what I mean, I have been across the board from hip-hop to country to opera, so we definitely got to get a chance to get into all of that, get into what we've been up to, and I say what we've been up to, because just because I haven't been able to broadcast through Philly Shine Radio, we've had so much amazing things going on, especially with the Hitmakers conference call, some epic interviews, as you remember last year, ending off with just monumental music after another mountain, you know what I mean? So it's like a monument and then a mountain, you know what I'm saying? And then flood. That has been going on, and also leading up to what's going to happen, the next call that we're going to have June 9th, let me look at my calendar, yep, next Monday is going down. I'm pleased to say that we're going to be featuring a young artist from the Philadelphia area named Santos, along with on the street, is so instrumental in the hip hop community in the tri-state area and beyond, with, you know, up and coming artists, the most that I've known. A lot of people fuck with him. I definitely fuck with him, so we'll get a chance to get to know him. It'll be a chance to all. Also, wait a minute. Sitting in the living room. Excuse me for that break. But we're going to definitely get into the artists that are going to be featured on June 9th's call. I was also pleased to meet a lovely R&B singer Of course, by way of the mail. He always put me on the mail, Will Money, and Kermit. They give me all that R&B. So her name's Connie Amarilla. Amarilla, I think? Yeah. So I'm looking forward to getting to know her and everybody else. Of course, like I said, if you check out my link in my Instagram bio, or if you go to djwillmoney.com and go to the XY DJs page, you'll be able to see, you know, who will be featured for this month. Of course, all artists are going to be featured all month. You can also go right now and check out what happened last month, which was amazing. I think I'm uploaded for like Saturday night or something like that. Just amazing. We had my girl from Philly, you know what I mean, representing on a call. Charlie Baltimore. Like, let me tell you, too freaking amazing how she comes from being part of them, and it's very inspiring. I love that she Ash, wow, Detroit representing, like, is amazing. And of course, getting to know Timmy, what was his name, I forget. Yeah, I don't, you know, my memory sucks, but I got his name written down, so I'm gonna go check it out again. End of the show, Bride the Bully, something like that. Baller was his name. See, I remember them. Dang, Jamie. And also Waka Waka, who was the most humbling nigga I ever met. Man, I ever met. I'm not even gonna call him a nigga because he's so thorough. Like, I've never met anybody that was just, or interviewed anybody that was just so courteous about being late, just so giving. Now I just understand it. Like, every story I've ever heard of him is true. Like, I will always hear stories about Waka Flocka being nice somewhere or doing something thorough and shit. And I'm just like, damn. Because you know people lie anyway. But and I was like, man, they must tell the truth. Wow. Like, he was so decent. Like, he was just so banging. You know, shout out to his whole family. Being as though you get to see him sometimes featured on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And his wife is a star now. But they all just have just such genuine personalities. And, of course, it's Deb, go-getter boss, somebody we all look up to, right? I'm sure, yeah, right. Shout out to, let's even go in a little bit with the update of what's been going on. Gotta say, there's a lot of happiness when it comes to my girl Toxic Electrica. I'm so proud of her. Live Young is coming soon. Project's almost finished. Definitely can't wait to just show that all to the world. Her new looks and my artist Snapfest. We're going to have some crazy music there. Artists from out of Philadelphia and Delaware. So I can't wait to talk about them, hear their music. Hopefully I get them to call in tonight. Get them to call in Toxic and just like chat with everybody. Because as I'm going to say again, I'm talking so much shit. Like, it's going to be fun tonight because everybody can say whatever they want about their radio shows or whatever. But we're your listeners. But we're going to go in, take a couple calls. I'm going to take some calls and see what's up. We got somebody's been holding for a little while. 201-284, welcome to Philly Shot Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? This is DJ 100 Grand. I just want to let you know I'm listening. You feel me? Appreciate the love you be showing me. So, you know, I got to show it right back.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, on Philly Shot Radio, we get a chance to show off, you know, not only myself, but you too. So make sure you shout out your Twitter. What's been up with you?
Man, I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying, just working.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. You're good.
Alright, you know, I'm just working, you know. Just dropped a mixtape piece for the Streets 8. You can get that on that turf right now, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling, working, man, working with my artist, Sonny De Niro. We got the mixtape coming soon, and then we're going to drop the album after that, you know. Been on a couple of different radio stations. I just was on Phenom Radio, did a mix for that the other day. They just replayed it last night. Been on a couple other radio stations, you know, a couple radio shows. Just working, you know. That's all. I mean, you can follow me at DJ 100.
Oh, that's what's up. I got your number locked in now.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, go ahead. Finish.
I said definitely we could work. You feel me? You know what I mean? Just holler at me.
Ahead,
you got me on Instagram. Twitter and Instagram, DJ 100 Gram. Twitter and Instagram. So, you know, holler at me. My information's on the bio. Look at the bio. People don't like to look at the bio. That's
and I got
I
your
like. Look at the bio, people.
Yo, listen. That's a part of what I'm gonna talk about tonight. I don't get it. How
artists hit
motherfuckers
me up all
be
day.
Like, what's your number? The worst thing I get is number. Especially right there. But beyond that, it'd be like, what's up with people not reading what you did or what you do? Like, you know, they made it even simpler nowadays because you got the little, you know, the smaller bio, the small character on Twitter. It's a small bio. It's probably like 20 words. Y'all can't read that. I mean, I ain't giving you the full bio. You can't read the little 20 word to see what the fuck I do.
Exactly. I mean, artists hit me up all day. What's your number? What is your email address? It's in the bio. All that information is in the bio. Don't hit me with a tweet asking me what's my email address, what's my phone number. It's in the bio. Really? Come on, you know, come on. That just shows me that you're not really serious, because if you were, you would know this information already. Or they throw you an email blast.
Right.
You throw me in an email blast, I'm deleting you. Don't throw me in no email blast. Don't send me no messages, no tweets, no
you
email
don't like
blasts
email
without
blast.
My information. Please.
Why don't you like email blast?
Because that's disrespectful. Like, number one, I'm getting something that I didn't ask for. You don't do that. If you're sending information to a blog, if you're sending information to a magazine, anything, you don't throw it in no email blast. You don't send somebody a message with like 5,000 emails and you can see the different emails. That just shows me you didn't want me. If you did, you would take the time out to write a message and personalize it. That will make somebody look at what you're trying to present to them. Not an email blast with 500,000 different emails. I won't even look at it. I won't look at it. And blogs won't look at it, too. Trust me. They won't
okay.
look at it either.
Well, all right. So you're talking about artists' email blasts. What about when DJs email you? You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's different.
I don't know because
I was about to say, I'm like, all right, I get what you're saying.
I don't know because I'm a DJ, so I get a lot of artist blasts. You know, I don't. You know, I get a lot of artists blasting me their music. Here's my single,
and
then you get popped up.
Now I don't. Is in public. You have to ask for my email. You know what I mean? I don't mind that. But I definitely get all my emails from my DJ. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely want to know what music is hot. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to know what music is hot, what's going on, and what's popping.
Right.
And I definitely don't mind if you're listening into the show, I got my email address. But you got to get it. Like, I definitely don't just put it out there. You got to get it. But at the end of the day, it's all about that connection. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to connect with somebody who can do something with your music? And I'm going to say again, like, regardless of what you're doing, come on, y'all. These shows, I took a break, you know what I mean, to kind of just see what's going on, do some research. But I see all y'all shows, and I just see it. I ain't listening to none of y'all shit. And nobody else was either. That's what I'm talking about tonight. Like, I love you. I'm coming for you. I don't know how to crazy pay me, right? I'm talking shit tonight.
I mean,
it's going down.
Numbers don't
lie.
What
happened? You breaking up.
You know what I'm saying? Hip hop tonight. I mean, what is it? Whatever that thing is going on in New York, Summer Jam. What was going on at Summer Jam? So I want to talk about that a little bit too, because ain't nothing wrong with a little, push. I'm gonna take one more call. Chill with me, DJ 100. You still chilling with me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Caller 843-875. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's William Murphy. I'm in South Carolina right now. What's going on?
Hey, what's good? This is the upcoming birthday man right here.
100 bottles, 100
miles. I appreciate you tuning in with me, bro. When I looked at the number, I was like, I hope this is somebody I really, really, really love, Will Murphy. But, you know, I'm excited about your birthday. I know it's next month, but I'm excited.
We're going to have a lot of fun. You know, you got a table.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. I got a table for you and everything. You know, Ciroc Boys, we all good. We're going to do the 100 models, 100 bottle thing in Philly. We're going to have some fun. You feel me? I don't think they party like that in a while.
Right. Well, let's definitely turn up. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Definitely let everybody know where they can find you, follow you, and get information about this upcoming birthday celebration. Who's all invited?
A lot of people. A lot of special guests from New York.
I know I got a table, but who's invited?
Well, a little bit of everybody. I can't let the cat out the bag. It's too early for that. All I'm going to say is Google me. William E. Murphy the Fourth.
Uh-oh. What you got going on? And even for me, all right, then, like I was just now saying, how do you feel? Did you hear about what's going on in Summer with 50 Cent talking shit? He got the unit remade it.
I have no idea what's going on.
You said what?
I have no idea what's going on. I'm down here taking care of Mom Dukes. I could care less. We ain't making no money.
How do you feel about what I just said? That's what's going.
I mean, I'm not making no money off of it, so it don't matter to me. That's sad to say, but it's so true.
I'm trying to make some money off of it. I'll tell you what. I'm trying to make some money off of it.
Why you didn't go to Summer Jam?
Represent. I just like, that's all. I'm a fan.
I could dig it.
I like New York right now. I'm real irked with New York right now.
Why? What happened?
I ain't got time. I would have loved to go in there. You know, the headliner. I would have loved to go Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg. But I've been so busy.
I had time.
My homie, because he. Him just to show him, yo, look, I was busy all day. I didn't even get dressed. I've been tired. Like, I got dressed up a little bit, but I didn't really do nothing.
Bit.
But at the end of the day, I didn't make it. And they had it so people could see it online or something like that.
Yeah, I heard.
So that's, and my peoples who told me about it, they watched it. No, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let people know it ain't easy to get the attention of the audience. And that's what this entertainment is about. You know what I'm saying? I can't, and even like I said, fucking so much shit. But I'm not, you know, it's not shit like S-H-I-T. I'm saying S-H-Education part.
I could dig
exclamation
it.
Exclamation point. I have, because I have had a chance to, you know, kind of put some things together, a little busy in a different type of way, and I just want to show off, you know, I've always been with my people. Because as I've said again, like, this is not the happy-go-lucky hold hands time. We want to entertain. We want to have some fun. So you want to get everybody listening. You want to enjoy it. You want to have some fun. That's what I'm all for. Y'all already about this turn-up life.
Let's have some fun.
I'm ready. I see everybody on Twitter showing me love. Shout out to DJ 100 in the building showing love. You said you were in South Carolina.
In Charleston. Charleston, South Carolina.
Shout out to Sue in the building. She just called in from South Carolina. What up, what up? Little sis, can you hear me?
What's up?
Yeah. Hello? Welcome. I got my boys, DJ 100, DJ. Where's Tuesday? Alabama.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Oh,
yeah.
Goodness. Can you hear me? Oh, my goodness. That's how it is. Yeah, we showing love. Where are you in South Carolina? Because I keep forgetting. Are you close to Charleston?
No, I'm in Orangeburg, Carolina.
Hmm.
That's like 2 hours away from Charleston.
Okay. 2 hours.
Damn.
She in the country.
Dirty.
She in the country. Shout out to DJ Will Money. Everybody on Twitter showing love, tweeting. That's how I got to notify people. I've been busy all day. Wish I could have told you sooner, but everybody showing love and favoriting. Shout out my girl, Bridget O'Brien. Shout out LC Designs. You know, logo. Big maker, best graphic design ever. Right. And she got a big butt. So she has so much going on for herself. But definitely, LC underscore designs with a G. Yeah, I didn't say she was a hoe. I said she got a big butt.
I know.
She to the party. She'd probably be at my table.
Oh, all right. Most of
Yeah, it's going down. Let's just announce where your birthday is gonna be too, Will.
We doing it at?
So we know where
what
we
is
coming.
This? What's that? Status Nightclub, July 11th. What's that on Spring Garden, I believe? Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, Spring Gardens.
Yeah, can you hear me? 11th.
Yeah, I can hear you. Ciroc Boys Philly, Ciroc Boys South. We in the building. We just gonna light up 100 bottles and everybody drink. You heard?
Oh man, that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm excited. Oh yeah, Club Status.
Yeah,
Club Status. That joint is popping. That joint is popping. Oh, DJ 100 grand, you right there. I was wondering where the 201 area code is. Okay, in Jersey. Just gave him a little Twitter shout out. Before he got disconnected, I was trying to figure out where he was calling from with the 201 area code. But that's DJ 100 grand, GRND. Appreciate him joining us tonight. And shout out to you, Sue, for calling the show, you know, showing everybody joining in. Definitely, again, press the 1. I will, your number will shoot to the top of the switchboard, and I'll know that you want to talk, you want to interact. you want to come in on this show talking so much shit. Like a little fun clip. But I just really, I really want to kind of embrace it. And then that's even why earlier I brought up, you know, 50 Cent, because he's another person who just talks shit. But it's not so much, and it's a lot of people that do it, or it can be a lot of people's action can be interpreted that way. But I just find that there's nothing wrong if you got people tuned in, you know what I mean? Like, if you're entertaining enough with it, it's cool. But, you know, certain people, they do it to where, though, oh, it's boring, or, oh, they seem like they're whatever, they're dick eating or something like that. Let's get to the case in point. It's going to be a really fun summer. I got to say, the artists that I've been able to work with, I've been doing research and interacting with you guys in so many different ways. It's been amazing. Definitely stand out. Shout out to Moneyline Entertainment, The Block Studio coming soon. Those artists, crazy. Lindbergh, I can't say enough about you. So professional, so thorough. It's great. And Verse, it's that trap versatility that you show is amazing. Oh, D100, what's going on? Okay. But Verse, my brother's in Frankfurt. You know, I support you. Now, I guess you had got disconnected earlier.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what happened. Right. You took me off.
Nah, yeah, it's cool. It's definitely cool. It's all love to you, too. I didn't know you were Jersey, though.
Yeah, man. Jersey in the building. Getting ready. We right there. About an hour away.
What part of Jersey?
North Jersey. Okay. By New York. About 45 minutes by Jersey.
Okay. That's what's up. Why you ain't go to Summer Jam?
I wasn't filling the lineup.
Why do you go to Summer Jam?
I wasn't filling the lineup. I wasn't filling the card like that.
So much shit.
I really wasn't filling it like that. So
who would you have rather just been performing the Summer Jam by themselves?
By themselves? That's tough.
Yeah, because you said you wasn't feeling the card like that, so you had to been feeling somebody on the card.
I wanted to see new people. Like, I wanted... Future was never there. I wanted to see Future. I didn't want to see people that wasn't there. Like, I'm tired of 50 Cent. Like, really? Come on. He put out some new records, but he... Really, to be the headliner? Come on. I wasn't feeling that. Like, I'm not really feeling the records he put out.
Nicki Minaj was the headliner.
No. 50.
I think Nicki Minaj was the headliner.
Nah. 50 Cent. 50 was the headliner. Nicki Minaj and them came before 50. Like, all of them came before 50. It was Nicki Minaj and Young Money. She performed, but it was her and Young
Money.
I thought it was
Nas.
Yeah, Nas was there too. I'm not really feeling that. I know they bring the old school people out, but I mean, I wasn't feeling it. I would rather see Future, T.I., Jeezy. Who else? I like the fact that they brought Troy out. I like the fact that they brought Troy. That was what's up. You know what I'm saying? He grinded. You know,
who?
Troy Av. I like the fact that they bought Troy Av.
Who's
they Troy? Gave Troy Av. You don't know Troy Av?
Oh, Troy Av, yeah.
Yeah. He's killing it right now. He's killing it right now. I like the fact that they bought him out. They need to do that. You know what I mean? I applaud Hot 97 for that. They don't really show love to the independent artists like that. You know what I'm saying? So when they did that, that was what's up. You know what I mean? So I just hope that they continue to do that.
Yeah, I see the girl Jenny Akoi. She was on there too.
Yeah.
Jenny Akoi.
Yeah. They really showing love. But I wanted to see other people there.
What's up? I mean, like,
August Alsina, he should have been on the main stage. I don't know why they put him on a pre-stage. He should have been on the main stage to me.
Festival stage.
Yeah, I don't know why he was on the festival stage. He should have been on the main stage.
But
he had a couple songs. And he dropped an album. I don't understand.
But I love you know what I mean? He's definitely talented. I appreciate that. At the end of the day, I don't know. I want to look at I want to see some real pictures because they saying that it was 50,000 people out there, but those sides of the bleachers look real empty in everybody's pictures.
Who want to sit all the way up top? I don't want to sit that high at a football game either. Like, really? Bring the binoculars out. You ain't sitting all the way up there? Nah. It get cold up there, I heard.
Hey, I don't mind. You said what?
It get cold up there, I heard.
Well, that's what's up. Yeah, definitely bright, though. I appreciate you joining in. I made sure I DM'd you the email address. I checked you and we could be able to network and correspond because definitely all about getting that music heard and listened to, and
definitely,
you know, showing off the talented people. Real
definitely,
shit.
Yeah.
Like we want to show it off to people. I have to say, I'm going to be showcasing my boy tonight, Demel, COXYDJ. He's currently at an event in Atlanta. Like I said, I did kind of talk about doing the show tonight to a few people, but I didn't really get a chance to go in and promote it like I really have. But hey, we're getting it started right now. Actually, Demel is at, what is this thing called? The Hitmakers Final. Crushmore Entertainment presents the Hitmakers Final. $1,000 cash prize. Uh-oh, I wonder who's going to win that. Shout out to Tia Culver in the building with him. Yes. This flyer is beautiful. Shout out to the twins. Shout out to K100. DJ Ill Will is going. So shout out there in Atlanta showing off Mr. out your whole situation. That's nice. Everything is banging. I have to say, it's going to be great getting a chance to talk to him. Tonight is going down. Oh, we're going to have a lot of special guests tonight. We're live now. Shout out to Kelsey Nicole. I did definitely shout her out earlier. I just really love the Midwest Princess. Her personality, her energy is just so amazing. And getting a chance to meet her in Philly was decent. I got to also give some love to Connie. You know, I got a chance to meet you on Instagram. Such a cute boo. And that toe touch was everything. And Timmy Music, I shouted him out. He is so funny. Like, if he comment on another one of my pictures on Instagram, I'm going to beat him up because he make it seem like we already know each other. Like, and that's kind of cool because I don't really know him. I just know his music and everything. We just getting to know each other. But, like, I feel so silly, I can't even explain how silly he is. But if y'all on my Instagram at Honest Fire, you'll see I be tripping. We have a good time, like that's what it's about. Definitely I'll be on my sister page. Love. Shout out to the family. Kiss that girl Skylar for me. She know me a little bit, or at least she better. You still with us, Sue?
Shout out to
I'm about to go back to the phone line. I'm just on it. Wait to the phone lines. Check out with us, and of course, showing love to my boys, XY DJs. If y'all don't subscribe to the newsletter, do that now. It's right. The bio is right. I mean, the link is right in my bio on Instagram. Just follow that. Follow the link, and you could be able to sign up. Always get the updates. Find out the real, what's going on with DJs. Like, real. It's real easy. It's real easy. It's really, really, really simple. You know what I mean? If you've ever logged in and on a Twitter or made it Facebook, easy. It's that easy. And of course, we got so many great events coming up. I'm happy to say, oh, I love you too, Will. Shout out to Will Murphy. I'm happy to say that the XY DJs Red October breast cancer conference, DJ conference, is going to be moved to Florida. So, Tampa, look out. We got to give so much love to my baby. I'm going to call him my baby because I kind of help push him out. But I know I definitely gave that push to my boy, DJ J3. Follow him on Instagram, official J3. DJ J3 is amazing. He has so much going on in Tampa. Shout out to Lady Nana, who's also a host of the Red October DJ Conference, DJ's movement. So it's only right to move it down there. It's so much popping in Florida. Joanna Applegate, back hand right there. She knew Florida like the back of her hand. I need that. We definitely need real, real rap. And, of course, like I said, things going on in Philly as well. I get a chance to partner up with my team, my squad. I say I got so many teams. It's like I'm the NBA, like similar to the NBA. I think I put that in a song. But it's just like everybody, I'm fucking with y'all. I got to see us all win. You know, one person can only be like the top, but you know. But you have a GlockAware Radio on Thursdays, 8 to 10. GlockAware Radio.com, GlockAware.com. And Blazing 267 Radio. We have the Summer Heat Showcase at Voltage Lounge, July 19th. I'm going to be the host, which I'm looking forward to. The grand prize is $500, a trophy, and a special promo package or whatever. The guest judges will be in the building, so bring your A game. You know, I'm going to be on stage hyping y'all up, but definitely bring your A game. Get this You know, they parties off the hook, their families, like, there's just so much talent in Philadelphia. Like, bring your A game. Of course, DJ Wax Spinner is going to be doing the music. And the entry is the low price of $75. So $75, $500, and a trophy, along with some promo that's going to be listened to. You know, we got to show some love. Definitely shout out to everybody who performing at the show. And if you haven't signed up, make sure you hit me up, 215-839-8186, or contact 267-888-6019. So it's definitely going down July 9th. Shmee. We're going to have some fun. When are you coming? I might have to meet you somewhere else. So what is this? I see that. Shout out everybody. Let me see the switchboard. Technical difficulties a little bit. You with me? I don't know. Maybe she stepped off for a minute. But shout out to everybody joining in on the show. Like I said, I'm talking so much shit tonight. I invite you to let me know what's up with you. Of course, I'm going to get to know how we can stay connected. I know you follow me because you're listening. Shout out to another person. Philly in the house, 267-628. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up? This is Ace Fitz, West Philly. What's good? What's good?
What's good? I'm really good. It's good to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling in.
No, it ain't no thing. Like, I was on my Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you was reaching out to me, so I figured, you know, why not reach back, you know what I'm saying? I'm more chill. I'm chilling, though. Everything all great. What's up with y'all? How y'all feeling?
Well, yeah, you know how it is on Philly Shine Radio. Let me know what's up with you. Shout out to your exact Twitter, how people could get in contact with you. And as I said, we talking so much shit. Like, you got some shit to talk with everybody. Yeah. It's the platform.
Well, you know.
But tonight.
Well, you know, first off, like, I got two Twitters. I got a promo page. It's AS_TRUBOSS. And then I got my artist page, which is Espitz, ECESPITZ. You know what I'm saying? And then on Facebook, same thing. Anything, you pretty much Google me, Espitz, you get something that come up. You know what I'm saying? But on another note, like, I got the number one mixtape in the city right now. You know what I'm saying? My club put out by Coast to Coast Mixtapes. About to drop Murderville with Dollar Rise from West Philly. Welcome to Murderville. That's dropping coast to coast. It's getting ready to drop at the end of this month, too. And then for my birthday, it's Wrecking Time. Like, for my birthday, August 13th, like, I'm dropping Under Coast to Coast 2, Wrecking Time. That's going to have a bunch of features on there. But, you know, I'm just cooking up, working on this album, too. I'm trying to make this out next year. And, shit, on another note, like, I just was down at Supreme, what's that, the World Battle League Summer Supremacy, you know what I'm saying? And they just had the battle with Rain Man, Ty Law, you know what I'm saying? Who else? 40 Bars was in the building.
She battled, where?
Briscoe. This was down at Status yesterday. It was a big, big battle. Definitely major for the city. Like, this was their first, they had people from all over the world, like, just come down. You know what I mean? Either they was rapping or supporting, you know what I'm saying? Bo Debo from Queen of the Rings was down there. Ness was down there. Reed was down there. Frank with the Grippers was down there. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of people down there yesterday, like, definitely supporting Philly. It was big for hip-hop yesterday, definitely. It was, like, a strong move. Stuff should be up on YouTube soon, you know what I'm saying? I just went down. I've been supporting a lot of people in the city, you know what I'm saying, to find that work. You know what I'm saying? I've just been out trying to support everybody. That's what the city needs, you know what I'm saying? So I was out there showing my support. You go on my on my Instagram is aspit62. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, you'll definitely see a lot of pictures of different people. Miss Miami. Shit, the names go on and on. Yo, there's a lot of people out there yesterday, yo. Real talk. But, shit, other than that, man, I've just been chilling.
Real talk.
If I ain't supporting the work, then I'm going to fall
that.
Back.
I definitely feel it. We got to stay in touch. And, of course, you know, we got that promo right over here. Everybody in that squad, DJ's working hard. Like I said, it's been amazing, amazing stuff going on. I've been so fortunate to, you know, have time to take a break, guys, and into a better perspective for growth, and also check testing the waters with you other shows, which you're not listeners. Like, let's get a grip. I'm going in to say this, like, beyond anything else, the one thing that's important is connecting to fans. A lot of people have let you know, these websites like Fiverr.com and these fake promo people gas their heads up until they show up at a show and nobody's there, until you check out your analytics and see that nobody clicked on anything. Like, the list goes on and on how people are just playing themselves.
Fraud.
It's just going to cost you more money. So, cut out the middleman. You know what I'm saying? It's been certain people who, you know, you have 3 million views on one site, but the other site you got 2. Like, what the? That don't add up. So, all I'm saying is, let's cut the corners. Stop that.
Hey, yo,
Cut corners. Go in on your grind and definitely hit up your girl. I'm going to point you in the right direction. But go ahead. What you were saying? Don't cut me off. I beat you up. It's like, no, I'm joking.
No, listen. But that's what everything nowadays like. Yo, and then like a lot of people fake promoting. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna show you an example. For instance, I was just watching Sousa John. They got Chief Keef John on YouTube, right? You know what I'm saying? Now, this the thing I see, right? I see 3K in likes, right? Check this out. How is this possible? I see 3K in likes, but only 758,000 views, 426 dislikes. So how is that possible if the video didn't get viewed 3,000? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't. If you know what I mean? Like. 3K, like,
you gotta even see the comments. You know, it's like
the comments don't be adding up. Like, yo, it should be crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just be looking at a lot of shit, but niggas be paying for views. Like, but a person in the industry told me that everybody does that today. Like, that's just what it is. Like, that's how you promote yourself today. Like, on some real rap. Like, that's how.
I mean,
you
yeah.
Person,
listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Guess what? I'm not coming at people. I've been specific. I'm being specific when I speak. I'm not coming at everybody who does it. I'm coming at everybody who does it and it to be real shit. That's what I'm talking about. Like, don't pay for views. You know what I mean? Pay for followers and then pay for a club. And then pay for a CD. Nobody's listening. Nobody's showing up. Like, if you're going to do it like the way that, you know, everybody does it who do it successful, you also need your flyers. You also need to play a real promoter or a person who does real promotion and marketing like myself, a person who's really out in the streets. You got to really put up posters. You have to connect those numbers to real people. You know what I mean? If you're not going to connect it to real people, you're playing yourself. And it's like, come on, stop it. Like, let's get a grip. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop not going on. Yes, it's nothing wrong with it. Just even like my boy just said, it's called boost marketing. Boost. Not real. Nicki Minaj said, fronting like you got a plan, boost mobile ass nigga. So, front like you got to plan boost marketing ass niggas. Like, come on. Like, it's not real. Like, you, it's a boost, yeah, but it's not going to take you to the next level. There's no way in hell you're going to be able to sell anything if all you did was get on to fake people. Like, you still need to connect with a real person unless you're going to also buy your own CDs and, you know, buy your own, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing it for? Do you want to be on billboards? I really want to repost the picture and get into it because I got a little outline for how much shit I want to talk tonight. And a picture from Instagram goes right into the next thing that I want to talk about when it comes to talking shit and what's important in entertainment. And, like, without advertisement, sponsors, you have nothing. You know what I mean? Without it, you have nothing. And beyond anything else, the way that it goes right now, you don't just need music. We want to see you dress nice. We might want to buy what you got. You know what I mean? What you're wearing. We want to maybe wear the same makeup. We want to, you know what I'm saying? We want to wear, rock your T-shirt, whatever. You need that merchandise. Like, you need something to sell. And that's really that you're making money when nowadays the music is free. So if you understand that right now, I can be able to download your music for free, never give you a dime, you still got to make money. So, real rap, like, look up to certain people who are doing things. Like, even right now, I'm about to post the tour bus, I guess, for Nicki Minaj, but on the side is all pink, sponsored by Kmart. You know what I mean? Like, it's real, like, it's real money out here. I mean, first thought. But, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has their running with sponsors. Like you said, this Coast to Coast mixtapes, right?
Yeah. I'm still here. I've been down with them since day one. You hear me? Hello?
You said you've been down with them. Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah. I've definitely been down with, but like not only that, like I was saying this, like I'm saying, like what you were saying, like you gotta find somebody. I was telling my man that earlier because he was telling me he's dropping a mixtape or whatever. You know what I mean? Cash drop mixtapes, but it's like nobody knows you. Nobody gonna want to buy your shit. Nobody. It's so many motherfucking people that rap these days. You gotta do something where somebody gonna say, oh, well, that nigga fuck with him or that, you know what I mean? Not necessarily got to be a rapper, but somebody with some type of credibility these days, you know what I'm saying, that'll get them to at least say, all right, well, I'll give him a try. You just putting some shit out today, that shit ain't going to work.
Hold on 1 second, please. I didn't know his background
was so loud.
But Jamel, I
think
you so much for calling. No.
I can barely hear you.
I know. Staying there. I was saying thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
I got about 10 minutes.
I can hear you good.
Somebody's going ham right now. Yeah, somebody music too loud.
I'm juggling right now.
Yeah, he's judging a competition right now. Sorry, but I don't to be on the show. But he only has a few minutes anyway, so bear with the background noise. I just want you, Jamel, since it's so much noise, I just want you to make a quick announcement, and then you can get right back to your event. Thank you so much for coming in, though.
Quick announcement.
Did you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
No, I said, can you make it quicker? Wait a minute. I'm going to text him what I want to do because I don't want it to be so, I don't want it to be so loud in the background. Or I'm going to ask him himself, like, what did he want to announce? Because I know he had a couple of announcements. I had a couple of questions to address certain things. Definitely. Shout out to everybody joining in, everybody who's calling in. Definitely press the number one. You have to show what's good with you and what's up with you. I'm sorry, Ace, you were in the middle of saying something, but that was my special guest. I didn't know his background was going to be so loud. I apologize for that.
No, that's true. Like, no, I was just saying, basically, I'm backing up what you're saying. Like, you know what I mean? You got to have some type of credibility. It's not just you nowadays. So many people do this, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody, you ain't rolling with somebody, you know what I mean, putting yourself in that type of position, you ain't even, might as well not even do it. Like, I told somebody straight up today, if you're not even going to get a DJ or you're not going to try to find somebody with some credibility, dog, you might as well, you just wasting your time, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just was backing up what you were saying. Like, you just got I just watch, bro. Like, nobody in Philly used Coast to Coast, you know what I'm saying? I seen maybe one rapper do it before, you know what I mean? But he stopped after a while. You know
said what?
He, I seen one cat in Philly use Coast to Coast as a lane to move up, you know what I'm saying, which his name is Buzzin', you know what I mean? Like, he already, but he stopped, you know what I'm saying? Now, like, I don't see nobody in Philly doing it, so I said, hey, like, that's the type boy I am. I watch and see what other people ain't doing. They do a lot of stuff for big artists, and people have no idea, you know what I'm saying? But you got to put Guap up, too. I mean, they don't do that. They cause Guap to do everything they do, but... You know what I'm saying? It do what it do, you know what I mean? Every day they promote my shit, you know what I'm saying? They promote my shit every day, coast to coast. I got plenty of people, that I mean, that done put music on websites and all type of people that reached out. My following went up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything just went up. And then not only that, but they support you. I mean, once you become down with them, like, it's different grab bags, all kind of stuff they offer the artists, you know what I'm saying? So I just took that lane. Like,
but, yeah, listen, at the end of the day, you, like, have to, you know what I mean, put yourself out there. Most people don't want to invest in themselves. And,
yeah,
you know what I mean, pay a DJ or whoever who's going to put you, who has a platform with actual listeners, actual viewers. Like, that's the main thing. That's even for me the main thing that I wanted to reiterate in going for tonight's show. It was a talk show because I had some technical difficulties. I do definitely have music that I want to show off. I mean, like, some crazy, crazy music. And I want everybody to know, if you want to get featured on Philly Shine Radio or any of our affiliated radios, get featured on the Hitmaker conference call, or even get a chance to get to the Superstar conference call with Kermit and everybody, hit me up, 215-839-8186. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, HONESTPHIRE. We working, and it's valuable. You know what I'm saying? Even like the boy Ace Fitch just said, Reverend West Philly, like, it's going to cost you. But at the end of the day, over here, we're going to have some product. You know what I'm saying? And I got a shout out to get into the last thing that I really wanted to address. And much shit I wanted to talk about tonight. I just definitely wanted to get a chance to shout out what has been going on the Hitmakers conference call. Definitely one of my favorites was Bando Jones this year. His track Section, I hear it in every club that I go in, whether if it's Onyx or Corner Bar. Everybody is loving it. I really like this track. I haven't got a chance to do what the track says, but I wanna have some fun with it. Shout out to Chink Music. His music is crazy, got a crazy movement. Midwest JR, I gotta say, JR, you was definitely an amazing artist to get to know. Genesis, Busta Rhymes, y'all were crazy. Then get a chance to get to know you and hear from Busta Rhymes and even hear him be humble. Like, Busta Rhymes has always been one of those artists that, like, even if you see him from my point of view, you see him, he's very fresh, he's very loud, you know what I'm saying? I would never put him to be like sometime and be humble. Saying big up to, you know, the real Rampage, his artist Judge the Ball. He's definitely talented. You know, singing your song over and over again, Smoke, Drink, Break Up. And definitely the beautifully talented Teedra Moses. I'm sorry. Talented singer, songwriter, coming out doing her own thing. So is definitely big news with her. And of course, all the ladies love Ashanti. Getting a chance to interview her this year was amazing. And as well as showing love to my boy, the wheelchair bully. He's been dropping so much music and performing up and down Philly, New York. It's crazy. Like, it's been really, really, really fortunate to even work with him. Him and I actually have a twerk song. But I'm getting my features on. If the song makes sense and a project has a goal, I don't mind collaborating with anybody. So we're definitely a twerk song, twerk for a real nigga. Even though I can't twerk, but I could talk about it. Big ups to the Q. I gotta say, like, I have to say, that motherfucker OG Bobby Johnson's crazy. That voice you have is amazing. Fucking all of it that you're putting out right now, that whole movement, meeting your peoples, and seeing what they're doing for you, even as a fan, has been crazy, crazy, like definitely over crazy. But that's just even catching up for the past couple months. Like, we ain't even really going on all the way in. It's so much more to talk about. It's so much more that's being done, you know what I'm saying? This year is crazy. I love Toxic Electrica, DJ Amp Lava. He has that phenomenal song out, you know what I'm saying? Bounce That Ass. Did you see that video yet? I gotta see that video. I'm about to put, I'm not gonna put the link in my bio, because the link in my bio for Instagram is for the X Squad DJ's new. Please make sure you guys subscribe. It's the best way to contact and get connected to the X Squad DJ's and find out what's going on, what's hot, what's new. Definitely show a lot of up and artists. It's about music. It's about entertainment. So if you're trying, it's on and popping. And my obsessions right now are definitely We Run the Streets TV.com, SnapFest, and painting my nails. I know it's in that, right? But I never really like painting my nails. I always crack or whatever. I gotta say, like, I will take it, but get back. Like I said, this is just me kind of back and people let you know what things are to come. Right now, I'm gonna be doing, you know, a lot of phone interviews until we have a solid location for Alicia. So, as I said, I'm definitely ready to take it to the level I've been wanting it to be at for so long. And, you know, for me, I'm the type of person who really wants things done with compromise. You know what I mean? I want to do things with compromising. I want to do things with honesty and fairness, right? A lot of y'all niggas ain't like that, so y'all had to get cut the fuck off. So we gonna do the relaunch without you. You know, you could join in later. Like I said, I'm all about that compromise. I'm all about being fair. But real rap, I just really want to entertain people. Because that's the things that I like to do. I like to do it with my family. I love to do it with my friends. I love to do it with new people. So if that's what you're into, let's go. I can't wait to show off some music. I can't wait to show off my new music. I can't wait to show everybody who's listening music off. It's all about interaction. Let's get it popping. Stay in touch with me, 215-839-8186. Tweet me, Instagram me, Honest Fire. I'm tweeting you. You already know that I flood. On, you know what I mean, everything. I flood, that's what I do. So many great things coming soon. So tune in with me. Pretty soon it's going to be everywhere, like Philly Shine Radio. Yes, exactly. But that's what it's about, like, and believe you me, we're going to have some fun. Join us again. The next show is going to be Tuesday. So we're going to do Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So let's get it popping. Next show is going to have some crazy music. Hella good time. Thank you for everything. Tonight, as far as like opening up your calls, big up to you, DJ. Shout out to Ace. Talking his, you know, shit, you know, 100 bottles, 100 models is going down. I'm going to make sure I keep flooding and talking about that event, which I'm looking forward to. And everybody's showing up. It's so much love. Shout out to everybody who's following on Instagram and Twitter. Shout out to everybody who's shouting out Philly Shine Radio, who is showing some love. LB Design, I see you checking in, boo. Big up to Japan. I love him. And my sis, okay, the Bible princess of the Nerve DJs, Lady Phoenix, I see you. So many people on Twitter. And that's what I like to say. I like to do. I like to stay in Twitter. I think that everybody can get right back to me and even retweet, favorite the tweets, like, keep doing it because I'm all about, you know, having fun. There's no BS over here. It's all up and facts. Ugh. God, that's who opened their mouth up with no facts. Drive me nuts. But I ain't going to end up too much to say that I'm thankful for the opportunity I have tonight. Thankful to anything. Like, y'all already know how much I appreciate things because I tell you and show you. Most Sundays are, but hey, we will get it together. Have fun. Shout out to everybody who joined in. Good night. Good night, callers. Good night, 201. I think that's DJ 100. Good night, 646. Good night, 404. 839. I wonder where 839 is. Good night, 204. Definitely shout out to the 323. I think I might know who that is, but you didn't press 1, so definitely everybody called in. Shout out to everybody who's listening, too. Join me live again, 11 p.m., 646-929-0172, or follow the links that I just flooded in front of your face. Peace. I appreciate it. It's been amazing.